angle dice.
I just got the steampunk ones that I gave.
Yep.
Yeah.
You gotta pick up yourself a nice set of metal dice.
We have started.
They're real nice. Real nice, you know? They got that weight to them.
Okay.
Extra roll. You can get them in different, like, metals and everything.
You have very nice dice.
Like, I want to get them some obsidian ones. They're like 80 bucks.
And 5, 4,
oh, we already started.
3, 2, 1.
So you were at Wyvern Tor last time we ended there. You ended up killing the orcs, the ogre, Gog. Or you ended up killing the orc boss, and the other orcs ran away. You ended there with Dandy. Was Dandy still alive?
Yep.
You brought him back up, didn't you?
Yep.
You used something? Okay. But that was it. You didn't explore the inside of the cave yet. You ended up ending your turn there. Or ending there last night. Last time. Last week.
Okay. Let's go get our 100 gold.
I'm gonna do this. Smart. Yeah, let's go get it.
Just gonna leave this place?
Oh, yeah. Do we search it for loot?
Would you like to?
Oh, yes.
You want to, like, go inside the cave and everything, take a look in the cave first?
Yes, I'd like to do that.
So you head inside the cave, and you see they've just kind of made it a quick little home and everything. Doesn't look like they're staying long. Off in the corner, you see, like, bags of, it looks like, coin popping out of it from them raiding different homesteads nearby. Mm. Inside, you find 750 copper pieces.
750.
Oh, yeah. Margot, where do you have Margot?
Do you have phone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are we doing, Margot?
There's a sheet.
Steal off 4 temporarily.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Alright, 750 gold.
750 copper pieces. 180 silver pieces. You ready for this one? 62 EP. Ugh. 30 gold pieces. And 3 vials of perfume.
Aww.
It's an unknown value.
Aww.
Perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah. Can I take the electrum pieces and throw them down the cave?
Yeah.
Hey, can you rest?
Cool. Alright.
Can you do a bee?
A bee?
Yeah.
I don't need to wear it. I'm gonna use it.
Nice.
Stuffy
speed. Nice. Knocking your stuff off. Is it sliding around?
Yeah.
No, this might help with the. It didn't help at all. Actually, a little bit.
How is this? Alright, I'll just load on there.
Okay.
3 vials of perfume. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take all this.
Yeah.
No. Alright, so you
should owe us a good 100 gold for slaying these orcs.
You head back on your week-long travel back to Phandalin, then. That's how far it takes to get there. During the night, however, on your way back, Dandy, while setting up camp, collecting some wood for you, ends up kind of running back as fast as his little weirdly crafted legs can. It gets back to you. Dandy spotted enemies.
Enemies? What kind of enemies?
The same we fought earlier.
Oh,
they're coming through the woods looking for us now. They've got torches.
Should we hide from them?
Yeah, let's hide.
So, yep, he has already. You've already set up kind of like a base area for your little. All
right, snuff out the fire real quick.
Okay,
let's set up an ambush.
Good. Can we climb a tree?
Yeah,
can I climb a tree?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can climb a tree.
I climb a tree.
Give me your strength check.
Not bad. 17.
All right, yeah, you just climb up into that tree, hiding up in there.
I get my great axe out, and I just kind of wait to drop down on one.
Okay.
Of them.
Are there any bushes?
Yeah, it's a nice, like, forest area and everything. You can try to hide in some bushes if you'd like.
I'm gonna hide a bush.
Are you gonna give me a stealth check while you're in those bushes?
Where am I in the bushes?
No, just a stealth check in the bushes. What'd you get?
I rolled a 1.
That doesn't matter. What's your modifier?
Oh.
You only get nat ones, are only in combat.
Stealth. Where's it at?
That's what makes rogue so good. You roll a 1 plus 14, 15
negative
still.
Negative
2. Ooh. So, the you see four orcs walk through the forest, one carrying a torch and everything.
And I'm holding a leaf.
Yeah, you're over there hidden with your little leaf. And they just immediately run after you and go straight into this. Go and set it up for me real quick. Grab me my four orcs. I should have some metal ones in the east one.
You've got these two.
I have actual ones, though. Is that the human one or the beast one? Those are humans. You want the other one? Yeah. Did the metal guys in there?
Should be four of them. Or three of them.
Can we grab a random?
Come on, now.
Actually, I should have plastic ones, too.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm changing dice.
I only need these two dice. Ah, never mind. And there should be a plastic guy too, in there.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. It don't matter.
Okay.
You know what they are. I guess one thing when we move when we move out finally, I'm gonna just fucking up my mini game. Like minis for galore. Because I don't have to worry about traveling with them anymore, so I can just keep them all in their little boxes, have them all set up for encounters. Nice. And I try to buy them based off what I need. Yeah. While you're in there, grab your Yonti out. That way you don't have to worry about the serpent later.
Yeah.
And then grab your guys. You already got yours, Rust. And grab your character, whoever you're using. He's going to be in the human bag, probably. Perfect. So, pop over here real quick.
Alright, I've actually found the best dice set to use for audio recording.
They sound great.
Alright, go and roll straight into initiative here.
Okay.
21.
5. Wait, 4.
4. Alright, Jim.
Negative dex. I should put a character with negative dex. It was not good, you know.
It's gonna be a 16 for me. So, Russ, you're up first here.
Okay, I wait for
without them spotting you in the trees here.
They see Shadowcast.
Yeah, they've seen Shadowcast. They've actually turned towards him, and they're going to be heading towards him.
Alright. Is it possible to jump on this one? Or this one from here?
No, you'll have to get down from the tree, but no one sees you, so it should be an easy approach.
Alright. I quietly climb down the tree.
Alright, go and give me a stealth with advantage. Using your tiny dice.
Yes. You got 17 and 18. So right, yep. Stealth is 20.
Perfect. You're able to kind of just slide down out of the tree because they're not paying attention.
And I use that same stealth to sneak up on this one and just brain him.
All right.
With the axe. All right. That's 21 to hit.
All right. You're gonna hit him for sure. That battle axe.
He's my first hit on this turn, so he gets the extra radiant damage too.
Alright.
Alright, that's 11 damage from the axe and 7 damage radiant.
Alright, so you just swing in there, he's not paying attention at all. Just a solid right into his skull as it gets stuck, and you just pop it out as a little like glow of like radiant damage like echoes out of the wound from him. He's dead right there.
Nice. A bonus action rage, and in my turn.
Alright. Thrown back by this. This one turns over and runs towards you while the other two...
I can turn them.
Go towards there. No, shit. As the other two go towards him to attack. Towards David. Let's see. 17 to hit you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my arm class is 14.
Alright. We're doing 4 damage to you.
Okay. Is that half?
No, that's normal. You can have it. He's just trying to swing back with his great axe at you, but you're able to just kind of take it with your arms there, and it just kind of glances off.
Yeah, he like tries to bury it in my shoulder, and I just like catch the handle, and like
yeah, a little bit of
doesn't
blood
go all
still.
The way in. I'm just like furious.
Alright, the 2 attack you, David.
Mm-hmm.
You're at like 9 AC, aren't you? What are you at?
12.
12? That doesn't help you anyway. Alright. You take 15 damage from the first one. You're over there with your leaf hiding.
You're right, it is 9.
Alright. You're over there with your leaf hiding, hoping he doesn't see you, and you just fall right into you for a full 15 damage.
Oh my
god. And the other one goes to swing at you too. Whew. For another 15 damage.
I'm down.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's downed. Right.
What, did they roll 20s, both of them?
12, they rolled their max.
Jokers!
Jeez.
That's stealth. You know, you and the you like to see me.
What the fuck?
Well, with him down. I get even angrier in my rage. Do they move?
No.
No move?
They moved originally.
Oh, okay.
They went to the dragons.
Who's up?
You're up.
Okay.
Well, actually, saving throw from you.
Oh.
We're going right off the bat of the saving throws.
What is this?
D20.
D20, pass or fail, 10 or above.
14. Pass. Pass. Okay.
Note to self, stealth doesn't work as a group.
Shut up. I tried to be stealthy.
You're usually pretty good, like, because you throw out your snake and you stay in the back and you're fine because you're a glass cannon.
Yeah.
You get in melee range. That 9 AC, you're like, fuck.
I take my great axe, which is just a big slab of metal that's sharpened at the end, and I just try to gut this orc with it.
Alright.
That's a natural 20.
Gut him. Do it.
Okay. 19 damage from the great axe, and I'm raging, and that's my first hit, so I'm gonna do extra.
It's your first hit with five the rage damage or radiant. First hit
on turn with rage every turn.
Alright, so the last one you shouldn't have done it then?
No, it's first hit on my turn.
Uh-huh.
So the first time I hit, which I only have one attack, so it's every turn.
Oh, never mind. I'm taking round.
Okay. Yeah.
So ignoring, that was, ignoring. Yeah, I got you. So it just prevents multi-attack from you doing 15, damage.
21 damage.
You slide your battle axe straight up, gutting open, his intestines just rolling out as he tries to catch him falling onto the ground.
All
right in front of you. You see two more over your fallen brethren standing there laughing.
I stand there covered in blood and I just hit my chest and like just like ready for him.
Alright. You still have movement.
I know. I'm waiting for them to come to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So they turn around.
Okay, challenge them.
Look at you. And just full sprint at you. The first one actually goes to just tackle you down here. Go make an acrobatics or athletics check. I've decided I'm using them however people decide they want to use them after a lot of reading into it.
That was a 1, but I get advantage because I'm raging. And thank God it's a 16.
Okay. But, like, it just makes sense. The thing's like, oh, you use certain ones, you use certain things. I'm like, I feel like it'd just be up to the person. Like, really, it's like, oh, I use my strength to pull myself up. Or, no, I look for the good spots and kind of leisurely climb up. I'm like, eh, it makes sense either way. 18 plus 3, 21.
That beats me.
All right. So he tackles you to the ground, landing with you on the ground. And the other one attacks you while you're laying down, aiming for your head that is now exposed with you laying on the ground. Hmm. 16?
16 beats my armor class, but I'm raging, so it's going to half it.
It's 10 normal damage, so 5 after it's halved.
What's his weapon?
Great axe. They both use great axes.
So they hit me with the great axe, and I just, like, headbutt the axe back.
Yeah.
What?
It's coming down to chop off his neck, and he's just a big old gash on the side of his head now, but he's still...
So I'm prone?
Yeah.
Did he take advantage?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. Alright.
That's why he did it. Tactics. I use monster tactics every now and again.
Speaking of tactics, can I do something crazy?
Let's find out.
I'm aiming to bite... Because I'm a dragonborn, so I've got dragon teeth. I want to bite this guy, this orc on me, on the head, but line up this bite with this one and use my breath weapon.
I feel like you're closing
your mouth.
Can I hit
them both if I don't bite?
Yes. I'll allow you to hit them both if you don't bite.
Alright, no
bite. If you bite, though, I'm feeling that's your bonus action there.
I would say I need dex checks from both of them.
One's gonna fail automatically, I think.
But yeah, he's on top of me.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Dex saves.
No, no, he can still make the save. He can try to roll out of the way. But they both make the dex saves, and they'll both
DC's 12.
Fail.
Okay. 2d6. Oh my god. 12 cold damage to both of them.
Alright, cold damage?
Yes.
Alright, you see kind of them, like, freeze like little up a little icicles bit. Or like, as they're
shooting
their
into
teeth
them.
Get, like, iced over. You see their eyes get frosted over and everything. They start to shiver a little bit. The one on you almost turns, like, solid, but still kind of, like, shivering just a little bit.
Yeah, and then I just say, in Draconic, they can't understand. It doesn't matter. You should pick the wrong fight.
What did he say?
Wait, do you understand Orcish?
No.
Alright.
It's an action, so...
Alright.
I did damage, still raging.
Perfect. David, death saving throw for me over there.
12.
12, perfect. That's one.
Two passes.
You're...
They're up.
They're up. Did you do that order?
I'll go twice, but...
No, it's fine. I think I was supposed to go, then they go, that's fine. Well, the one stands up off of you, and they both just attack you while you're laying there, trying to hit you at the same time. They end up actually, when they go, clashing their battle axes against each other, and they both bounce off and miss you as they hit the grass beside you on both sides.
In common, I say, ha, fools!
And
I spring to my feet.
That makes it your turn, because then we did your death save early, so they came.
I spring to my feet and try to cleave them.
All right. Do you have the cleave ability, or are you just trying to hit one? Okay.
Just hitting.
Yeah, I know.
Good. 16 to hit.
Yep.
This one. The one that tackled.
Yep, you'll hit him.
10 damage plus 3 radiant.
All right. With the slide of your battle axe, it goes across the first one, cutting into his chest, and into the neck of the other one, cleanly just kind of coughing enough that his head just falls over as both their bodies fall to the ground.
Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I look at the next one.
They're both dead.
Oh, I got both of them.
You slice one through the chest and the other one into the neck.
Nice.
Remember, we still use cleave.
That's right.
Yeah, because I like that ability.
Oh, good. All right, then I sprint over to Shadowcast.
Okay.
And I hold this guy.
one more saving throw for me before he has a turn. I'm gonna wake him. Guess what I did?
7.
All right, fail. 1 fail.
I try to medicine check him.
Okay.
Stop the bleeding or... whatever.
There's
but
no
I'm raging.
There's no natural.
You have an inspiration point.
I don't.
No,
I used it.
Oh,
it's only it's a 3. I'm raging. I'm not doing
right, it's just a failing.
Until it wears off.
Make another saving throw.
Got it. 3.
All
right.
2
fails.
Fails. Oh shit.
2 fails.
Try to medicine check him again.
2 saves. Your medicine check.
7.
Nope.
This is for all the marbles right here. That's a 20.
Oh, okay. Alright. We got a little sketchy there for a second. You see him, like, almost like the blood just pouring out of him slowly. You're like, you're gonna lose him. All of a sudden,
Shadowcast!
The leaf did nothing.
Those stories were false about the great leaf of disguise.
I hope that was like as shocking as I hoped I was trying it to be there. From your face, I feel like it was quite shocking. I saw you like
yeah, so I'm back. I'm hurt. I have
been resting here.
Yeah, we're gonna long rest.
Dandy, you can come out now.
Oh! Hi there! He's still holding
Dangerous
the wood. He's
past.
Still holding the wood. I would have helped, but you didn't ask me to.
It's okay, I'd rather you hide. You didn't do so hot in the last one.
You seem to have it all under control.
We do now.
Alright, do you want me to clean up this mess?
Yeah, pile the bodies. Take everything they have that's valuable.
Alright! And you see him, like, getting the bodies and dragging him off after he dumps the wood in the center. He comes back to you with, like, a little small bag. I found 10 copper pieces.
Excellent work, Dandy.
Thank you. Dandy's proud you're happy with his work. It's like noon. What am I? Who am I judging? I drink all the time.
This is some ASMR bullshit. Oh my god, no.
Perfect. Thank you.
What? You never had an energy drink of vodka?
I can hear everything. No, hey, stop it. Stop it.
It's me.
Stop it!
Where'd I get it all? Stop it!
Oh, it's just vodka on top. You missed some. It just went on top.
Yeah, there was some on top.
Whoa. Now you can listen to that later. Be satisfied.
Alright, you gain... What are they, 100 each? 100, so 200 XP each?
Your phone fell on the ground.
I know.
Oh, okay. 200 XP each, eh?
We were at 1425, so now we're at 1625.
Mm-hmm. 2700 the next one, just so you know. Alright, the rest of the night you're able to rest through and everything, so go and hit up your long rest and continue from there. Let's see how the next day goes.
That's like all vodka.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you're starting your second day of travel, heading down the same Tribord trail and everything. When you spot some footprints in the side path right along the forest and everything, and find the carcass of a deer, it looks like it's been torn apart by wolves of some sort.
Oh, gee whiz.
How many wolves?
Go and give me a survival check.
Alright, 19.
19. It looks like there's about 5 wolves that are hunting in a pack and everything. One seems to have larger footsteps than the other. Or footprints. Footprints?
Let's see. Yeah, footprints. Footsteps.
Paw prints?
Paw prints. Tracks.
Tracks.
Cute little toe beans.
Sure, cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks about 5.
Okay. I relay that information. I say there's 5 of them. One is bigger. Must be the leader.
The alpha.
Alpha.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can avoid him. We're kind of spent.
This is the next day?
Hmm? Your long rest. This is the next morning.
I know we long rested, but...
It's the next morning. You haven't seen him so far?
You're so tired. It must be...
The carcass doesn't look too fresh either.
It went down.
Maybe it was from the night before or something like that.
Still warm.
I mean, it's not warm anymore. But it doesn't have too many, bugs and stuff on it quite yet, so you know it's not too old.
Flies are flying, they haven't laid the eggs.
Yeah, the maggots aren't in there yet.
Alternatively, we could track them, hunt them, and sell their pelts.
Yeah, we could do that. yeah, let's do that. That sounds like fun.
Alright.
I haven't had a good hunt in a long time.
Since I picked up the tracks, can I track the...
Yeah, you want to follow the tracks they go into and everything? Mm-hmm. Alright, so you follow them for a while, off into the forest and everything. Dandy following behind you guys. For about an hour you travel through following the tracks until you hit a small river and the tracks kind of vanish.
Okay. Tracks end here. They must have crossed.
You want to try and cross?
Yeah, let's cross the river. Is it rapids?
Nope, just a common little, stream. It's like a large stream. It wouldn't even be considered a river, I guess.
Yeah, it's a
large stream.
Let's walk through it.
Something you'd easily use to, walk someone's tracks off and everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait, is Danny... Danny. Is Dandy affected by water? He's a robot.
Ask him.
Dandy!
Yes?
Are you affected by... aquatic?
No,
areas?
I should be able to travel all environments.
All terrain. Alright, cool.
I cannot fly, though.
Oh.
Not yet.
Oh. Anyway.
Tie some rope to each other. So.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go down there.
Yeah, yeah. River. But if Dandy goes down, it's... Well...
Do you not need Dandy?
Tie some rope, but don't answer Dandy.
We started crossing the river.
Alright. So yeah, you cross the river pretty easily. It's not too crazy right now. There hasn't been too much rainfall or anything. Oh god, it's a beholder.
oh god, in the stream! A beholder rises!
A beholder rises from it! I am your master now.
Alright.
So you make it across the stream, but you don't see any tracks on the other side of this large stream.
No tracks here either.
Trail's gone cold.
We could try and smell, see if they have a scent. We are animals too, you know.
The river would probably cover all that up anyway, but...
Yeah. Do we see any water on the ground? Like, damp water? Like,
Water away from the actual...
Like, when they cross the river, does it look like there's, like, wet footprints
going? No tracks or anything. So, like, you saw the tracks clearly going into the stream, and then as soon as the stream hit, you don't see any tracks on the other side of that.
Can I look for new tracks? Like, farther out?
Yeah. Alright, so you travel along that small part of the bank and everything, go a little further, looking for tracks, looking for anything broken, but don't notice anything that has gone through here. So it doesn't look like they went this way.
Trail's gone cold.
Okay. You want to just continue?
Yes.
Alright, we'll go back.
Okay. Perfect. So you head back to the or take the other hour, losing 2 hours worth of your travel on this day, but getting back on the road and heading on further out. You end up setting up for the night like usual and everything, and getting ready for your rest.
Okay. Rest, and then the next day. There.
That's what you think, isn't it?
Well, I'd hope.
You would hope. You would hope. Alright, so you make it through your rest. To the next day. Day 3. Dandy's got everything wrapped up and ready for you guys, and ready to head out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a normal day. I act normally.
Perfect.
Getting up and...
So, you end up traveling for greater part of the
saying
day.
Saying my morning prayers to Jarkex.
Yeah, no, don't forget about Jarkex. Gotta make sure you get those rituals. Don't want to upset...
Him.
Her.
Them.
Thing.
It?
Them.
They? Are they both?
Them. There's two of them.
Are they both? Him and her?
Two consciousness.
They? One so body. It's they? Alright. Pronouns they and them. Heard.
Wait. Is it like the two-headed dragon from Dragon Tales?
Fucking Dragon Tales. The twins?
Yeah. No. It's exactly the two-headed
dragon. No. We're rolling up this. Quest for Camelot. Two-headed dragons. If we're in two-headed dragons, we're in a quest for Camelot.
One's a little fat tub.
Yeah, one's really tall, and they both sing, and they just hate each other for the most.
If I didn't have you. Anyway, right. Continuing.
My god, that's your early stage of your dragon lord had to go through quest again.
Yeah. That's a great movie. Anyway.
So, you're traveling the greater part of the day and everything, and you see coming on the trail, which is very abnormal. People usually don't travel this trail. A guy in, like, a white hooded wolf pelt cloak. Like, just walking on the trail with his walking stick. He looks a little older and everything, just kind of meandering.
Greetings, traveler.
Oh, hello.
What brings you to these parts?
I'm just heading home.
Home?
Yep.
You live around here?
I live in the woods.
Are you a sage?
No.
Hunter, perhaps?
Nope. I just like to stay off on my own if I can.
A hermit?
I guess you could say that.
Okay. How'd you get those wolf pelts?
Well, I've just always had it in my family. It was passed down to me when my father died and to his when his died. Maybe one day I'll have a son and pass it along to him.
Definitely too old to have a son. It's way too old for that, but whatever.
Have you seen a pack of wolves around here?
I can't say that I have.
Alright. Well,
perhaps you have anything to trade.
Yeah.
I don't at the moment, I'm sorry.
Do you need anything?
Nope, I'm plenty fine with all I have.
Well, safe travels.
See ya.
You too.
And he keeps on walking away with his walking.
Wait.
Yes?
What is your name?
Alfred.
Oh. Okay. Good tidings, Alfred.
Thank you.
Bye.
And he continues on.
Jarkex praised.
Jarkex praised. He
keeps on walking. Bye. He's passed.
Alright, well, we'll continue.
Perfect. Alright. So, you end up getting to your spot for camping on the night and everything. Danny gets it all set up. However, throughout the night while you're setting up, you do hear howls in the woods. Like, they seem to be off in the distance and everything, but hearing a lot of howls. And while you look up to see why there's so much light and everything, you see the moon happens to be at a full moon tonight.
Oh. Wonder if he was a
moon. Bad omens.
Bad omens. Do you know of lycanthropes?
Of course.
Okay. Just making sure you're aware.
We grew up in the same tribe.
I studied a little more than you did.
Yeah, but the stories were passed around the campfire. And
okay. Have you ever faced a lycanthrope?
No.
No? Okay. Me either.
No. And I've heard everyone who has is not come back.
No. Well, let's just be wary of lycanthropes. Okay. So where do the howls sound?
They're just all around in the woods. Okay. Like, they seem to be coming from different spots and everything. It's pretty common for you to hear wolves howl, especially with a moon this bright and everything.
Right. Just keep the fire low and tend to it.
All right.
Until I go to sleep. Right. Tell Danny to do the same. Keep the fire really low.
All right. Danny keeps that fire going low and everything. You're sleeping. It's about a couple hours into your rest and everything. Everything's going well. When a small alarm on Danny goes off. It's like a
spring up.
Beep, 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 beep. Dandy senses danger.
I spring up and grab my axe. Because I've got that danger sense. Always right. Ready.
Alright, perfect.
I slowly, groggily get up. What's going on?
Ready yourself.
Oh, what? Why?
Danger.
Danger? Oh, Dandy. Okay. So I get up, grab my quarterstaff, pet it. And then get up.
Alright. So you hear the howls again. This time they seem to be much closer and everything.
Okay.
Looks like they came to us.
Alright, let's do this.
Alright. From the trees and everything, you see four wolves just kind of march forward and everything. They're kind of, they seem a little rabid and everything, kind of like foaming at the mouth a little bit.
I do the same thing I did that last time. I take a bigger log and I put it on the fire to brighten up the area.
Okay.
But,
let's get these creatures out of here.
You put all these things in your fur, buddy. You're freaking them out.
So here's your fire. So that's your. I can't hear myself. Oh,
can you?
Yeah.
Wolf one. Wolf two.
I might want to bring up Dandy for this.
Yeah. Wolf three. I throw my snake down.
Right. We're going to go into initiative in a second. Then you can throw your snake down.
Okay. Are there any more wolves, or is that all you got?
Maybe I only have three. I thought I had four.
I think you did.
I always think I have four, and I think I only have three. That's fine. Just grab a random one there.
You've got this.
That'll be fine.
How many wolves are there?
There's four right now.
Okay.
What's the biggest? Why is he in the... human one.
No, I'm
not sure.
You mean a human? Look at him. What are you using for Dandy?
Oh, the okay. Protection fire.
go and roll into initiative real quick there.
Okay. 15.
I'm what? Still waking up.
Oh, sorry.
Little groggy.
Took a drink. I'm like,
I forgot you put vodka.
Nah, I definitely forgot the vodka. Maybe you drink
for a second. Oh, yuck. Oh, do you have any other OJ, or did you just down
this
it?
This is all of it.
That's all your OJ?
It's a pint of OJ.
God. Can I have a drink?
Yes. You will dislike it. You will spit it out.
I feel like you're saying to them in character right before a fight, you've got some grog on you.
It's
and
not
you're
that
like,
bad.
Here you go.
All right.
All right. So...
This isn't a screwdriver, it's a drill.
And it's a flathead screwdriver.
Initiative here. I got a 12 plus 2. I got 14. What do you guys got?
I have 15.
15?
6.
6? And you're rolling for Dandy?
I did not. Did better than me. 9.
9? So he didn't do better? Oh, he did still do better. Okay.
Better.
Dude, you're first.
You're better than me.
First. Okay. Let me look at my
and that's
spells.
Providing 30 feet of dim light, 15 feet of normal light.
Okay. First on combat?
First heard.
Let's see. Hmm?
First on combat.
What's this little... Oh, that's first our fire. Right?
Yeah, that's your fire.
Got it.
That's your 15 feet, then 30 feet.
Right. Staff of Python.
Should be good. So
I throw my Python down.
Okay. You're the person over there. So 5 feet by you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You're fine.
Let's see. This music's very fitting. Let's see. Gotta find my spell list. There it is. I'm going to use... Well, first I'm going to use my movement. And walk over here. 10, 15. And use... Thunder Wave. I just have to see what how far it goes. So 5, 10, 15. So you'll be fine.
You'll get your snake, though. Why don't you go a little closer to him?
Closer to him?
Closer to
the wolves.
The wolves, yeah. Right here, maybe.
I think that would still hit him. Nonetheless. Yeah, 5'10".
Can you go in their movement? Can you go in their...
It's difficult terrain.
Area? Difficult terrain.
And you can't end your turn on it.
Oh. Yeah, so I was right here.
But you can go in it.
If you Thunder Wave.
No, you can go in it, do 10, it, and then step out.
15, 20... Okay. 25. So I'm gonna do it right here, so I don't hit anybody.
Okay.
Alright. And then I'm gonna use Thunder Wave. It'll be a Constitution saving throw.
They all failed.
Okay, wow.
Well, the three that are within range failed.
2d8 thunder damage, so... Where are we at? Yep. Yeah. 4. 6
damage?
Yep.
Alright.
And I think that's it for him, but then for my Python, I'm gonna have it. Which one of these wolves looks the biggest?
Oh, they all look about the same size. The
same size?
Yeah.
Okay. How did he do it after that Thunder Wave?
I mean, those three took a little bit of hit from it, but they seem to be fine. They've been hit before.
Okay.
They seem pretty rapid, so they don't seem to care too much.
Okay. So I'm just gonna go after the first one that's closest to me.
Okay.
With the Python, and I'm just gonna have it bite him.
Okay. Gonna roll to hit.
8. Plus 6, so 8.
I think it's plus 6. Sounds about right. Yeah, plus 6.
13, 14.
14?
Yep.
Yep, you'll hit him. Okay. And then it's 2d6 plus 4.
Or 6, 7, 8, 9, plus 4, you said?
10, 11, 12, 12 13. 6 plus 4, yeah.
13.
13 damage? Alright, it'll just rip apart that wolf right there in front of you. You should write that on your weapons. Put a plus 6, create a custom weapon, do snake, and then write 2, or plus 6 to hit, and 2d6 plus 4 for damage. That way you don't have to worry about remembering it.
Yeah.
And then you could have constrict 2 as a weapon if you want as well.
Yeah.
Alright, that makes it their turn. These two take off immediately towards you.
They growl back.
And they growl back. They snarl back, actually. This one moves in closer to attack him. So, those two attacking you. Ooh, they both hit.
Okay.
Dealing 2d4 plus 2 damage. Seven damage on the first bite. And 5 damage on the second bite. And the one tries to attack David. And does not.
Okay.
That makes it whoever's Dandy's turn, I think, next.
It's not saving my strength modifier for that. Snake.
For what?
For the snake.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Hey, while he's fixing that, Dandy, I chose him to be a battle master instead of a champion.
Okay.
Because he leveled up and I forgot to level him up.
Oh.
We get three maneuvers. Which one do you think we should do?
Cleave. That's a good one.
Well, cleave we already get naturally.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, well, sort of. Everybody does.
It's different though. His actually hits everyone no matter what, while I use a cleave mechanic that if you kill a creature and there's a creature 5 foot adjacent to it and you do more damage than you need to kill it, your additional damage will continue on. It helps with killing mobs.
Okay. He's also a protection fighter, which means he uses a shield.
Yeah. Why don't we do...
I was thinking parry for sure.
Yeah. Lunge.
What's lunge do?
Lunge. You can cause your next melee attack to have 5 extra feet of range and deal superiority die extra damage.
Gives it more range?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. And then there's precise strike, which is... You can gain a superiority die to an attack roll.
So it's the same thing, really, but without the range.
Yeah. And then there's repose. You can use a reaction when missed by a melee attack to make a melee attack back and deal superiority.
I like that.
You did? Okay.
What about trip at the end?
You can cause one creature you hit to take superiority die extra damage, and if it is at a most large size, must make a strength save or fall prone.
I like that one. Prone gives us advantage.
Yeah. And then parry.
He'll get more of these, but these are just his first three.
Okay. So we got parry, repose, and then trip.
You see? Disarm is on here. distract, taunt. We can make him take aggro. Lunge, reposition ally, frighten. Yeah, these are probably good for now, right?
Thank you.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Hey. I put both of them in there, too.
Sweet.
Electric Constrict, it's once to hit, he doesn't do damage off the bat. After that, you can use his turn to use the Constrict itself. Just to fix that real quick.
Alright, so first it's a grapple, and then it's a damage.
It's a +6 to attack, and then you get the 2d8 +4 for damage if he's still grappled, because he constricts him tighter and everything.
Yeah.
Why is it... That doesn't make sense. Otherwise, why not just constrict every time if it's a +6 and 2d8, 4 instead of 2d6?
So, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's right, because you gotta grapple it. Alright, did you end up going yet?
No, not yet. I took damage, but I was leveling up Dandy. So let me take that damage.
Not only do I appreciate you not blowing smoke this way, because that'll damage the microphone.
I usually don't blow it. Bad things are people anyways.
Yeah, right.
Plus, it just vapors. It just meets.
Alright, I rage.
I just wanted you to know I appreciate it.
I try not to be a dick about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a nice stoner, you know?
Yeah.
I sidestep them without...
Nope.
Oh, yeah, no. There you go. Yeah, okay, I'll sidestep. Take the attack.
Ooh, only a 13?
14 AC.
Ooh.
Just sidestep that.
Dex saving throws?
I believe so.
The first one passes, the second one fails.
Okay.
So do your that damage first, and then you'll do your hit for the first guy.
Alright. So the hit is, the hit is 9.
To hit him?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
the lightning.
You won't hit the first wolf then with their.
No, 2 hit, I see. That was just damage. It's a 20.
Okay, cool.
So there we go. So double dice. So. It's actually 13 on the hit, and the lightning is 8d6.
Okay, so you did 13 damage to the first wolf in front of you with the javelin hitting him?
Yes.
Okay, so the javelin will just go right through him and just like pierce through and kill him. And the lightning continues on hitting the second one. Alright, and the lightning will just obliterate the wolf behind it.
That's a lot of damage. Alright.
And I turn my head to the last wolf and my eyes do the anime thing where they just gleam.
Push his glasses up.
Alright. Makes it, did you skip Danny's turn? Did you tell Danny not to do anything?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Oh, Dandy's supposed to go before me.
And you didn't tell him to do anything. Dandy just stands there like Dandy does. Alright. Back up to the top of the order. Let's go first.
Alright.
Oh, actually, so. As these two wolves die, you hear a larger howl. We're using this guy. Wait, what size is he? Oh, no, he's medium. What's that? I'm going to put this one back there behind you. Or behind Dandy.
I'm coming like 10 feet. In.
15. 20. Yeah, last bet. You see the larger white-pelted wolf back there. Its large shoulders and everything like coming towards you.
Muscular, it buff.
Charges straight at you, Russ. Ignoring Dandy. No, the one in the back. Yep. So
if it ignores Dandy, it takes it.
Oh, it hasn't left yet. Push the fireplace over. He's still within 5.
Wait, that is the fireplace.
Right there. No, it's not. It was over in front of Dandy.
No, because this is the.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. So then.
So he's 20 feet behind Dandy. And he goes where?
He's going to you.
He's going to me, so. 30.
Alright. Oh, you can just scrap him for now.
Come on, Thanos.
Alright, it tries to bite and claw you here. It does get you with the claws.
Yeah. Raging.
It does 5 damage, so 2 for you. Because you're raging. And now that makes it your turn.
Okay. So I'm gonna kill this guy.
Okay.
With, with my mace.
Alright. You have a mace? Quarterstaff?
Yeah, I have a mace.
Oh, your quarterstaff is a snake right now.
Yeah.
I see. He had a quarterstaff. It's currently doing other things.
It's currently being a snake.
you two both got really useful magic items before you left.
Yeah.
The tribe really tried to help you.
8.
To hit?
Yep.
No.
Oh. Well, I'm going to use my snake then.
Your snake probably hit. Yeah. Snake's pretty good.
So I'm going to snake bite.
Okay.
Little guy. 14 plus
yes.
6, 7. Yeah. And then 2d6 plus 4.
So. Yeah, that's useful, isn't it? It's right there on your phone now.
Don't.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
13? 13. 13 damage. So it just bites into its neck and just rips up as its spine comes out with its
mouth and everything. Gee whiz.
Killing that one right there.
Yummy. Why? Alright. So, snake turns toward big bad wolf. Alright.
Daddy, do something!
What would you like me to do?
Kill.
Dandy will do his best.
Oh, that's Weston Thornhold. Dandy would like to trip. It's going to cause one creature to take a superiority die of extra damage, and if it is at most large size, must make a strength save. It's not large, right?
No, it's medium.
Okay, so it's just strength save to fall prone after hit. So it's a 19 plus 4 to hit, and okay, it takes 10 damage and must make a strength save to not go prone. What the DC is, though,
failed.
However...
doesn't matter. Not sure. It's a 4. I doubt that's passing anything.
Yoink.
How much damage did you say it take?
10.
Hey, now we can get these wolf belts.
That was Dandy, wasn't it?
With advantage... I try to lop this thing's head off.
Alright.
Okay, it's a 15 and a 14, so I'll take the...
15? Yeah. The higher number.
21.
Okay. Yeah, you'll hit him.
Thirteen damage.
All right.
And an extra 7 radiant.
Okay. So you did 13.
Yep. That's an extra 7. It's 20.
And then 7 radiant damage.
Yep.
Okay.
20 total.
Cool. That makes it its turn. It stands right back up. Just goes to try to bite you here again. Bite and claw. Ooh, it gets you with the bite.
Okay.
So a large bite onto your leg there. You take 5 damage.
2 again.
And you need to make a con saving throw.
Okay.
Alright, you resist like this weird like need to like bite something and it kind of passes it. It still tries to claw you though and does not.
Okay.
You kind of startled it when you kind of shook off that bite. Makes it.
Hang on. One point of order at this moment.
Alright. That makes it your turn.
Okay. Can I get my snake to...
Actually... Oh, no. Okay, sorry. I'll do it next time. Next round. No right, Connie.
So...
I'm sorry!
5, 10, 15, 20... Constrict.
Alright, we're gonna roll for the attack.
Yep. Roll for the grapple. 13 plus... Is that a plus 6 as well?
Yeah, it's
plus
okay,
6. Okay, so...
Yeah, yeah, you'll hit him.
It's 2d8.
No, that's so just constricts them. So oh, the right. Next turn you can tell it to
there,
constrict if it doesn't break free.
You're right.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm gonna come around.
But either way, he's restrained now. So you have advantage on the attack rolls.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm gonna come behind this thing and whack it with my mace.
Alright, gonna roll advantage on that.
16?
Yep.
Plus 2, so 18. That's 1d6. 4.
That's it. Just 4. 4.
It's a mace. What do you expect? A big old smack on the bottom.
Is it a minus 2 on it, too?
No, no. It's a plus 2 for proficiency and then a 1d6 for...
Okay.
No strength.
Alright, no strength.
Yeah, I don't have a strength mod.
Can you get the... Is it Shillelagh?
He just needs...
Is it Shillelagh?
I don't have it is Shillelagh, but
you can get Shillelagh.
He just needs a static grease.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't
but you also need Shillelagh.
I don't have negative strength, I have 0 strength.
But you need to get Shillelagh.
Okay.
So you can turn your quarterstaff into a weapon you're proficient with, and it uses your spell
modifier. I am proficient.
But it uses your spell modifier instead of your strength. Mod. So then you're using a plus. What are your spell at?
2. Oh, no, it's spell attack?
Yeah.
It's plus 4.
Your guy was not ready to leave the tribe, was he?
I'm sorry.
He was not meant to leave the
tribe. I wasn't taught much, okay? I was only all right. Given so much time.
It's your guys' turn.
Dandy's turn?
All right.
Dandy.
You take your turn. I'm going to go make some coffee.
Did you bring coffee?
What?
Did you bring coffee?
No, I thought you had some.
Oh, are you just assuming you can drink
yes,
coffee?
Yes, I made some last time.
What a wonderful way to ask.
Can I have some coffee?
Yes, you can have some
Thank
coffee.
Thank you.
Danny's going first. He's just going to stab, I guess. Yeah, he's just going to stab the wolf.
With his war pick?
Yeah.
Do any of y'all want coffee?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Just hit him. He's going to hit him.
I'm like, with his war pick.
It's piercing either way. That's a 19.
Yeah, you'll hit him.
Just 3 damage.
Just 3 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll come in behind him. and I will try and lock that head off again. Do we get advantage because he's grappled?
Yeah, he's restrained. Oh, okay.
See if Danny gets a 20. He didn't. Alright, so... Okay, I'll take the... Is it 20? Yeah, I got a 20 to hit. Not critical.
Okay.
Oh my god, I got threes on both dies. That's a... 10 damage.
Just 10?
Yeah.
Normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slashing. Okay. My great axe.
Okay.
It was a low hit.
Gotcha.
Oh, I guess you want the specifics. It's 7 damage slashing and 3... Oh, I guess 4. So it's 11 damage. 4 damage radiant.
Okay.
And that's it. I was going to pick him up and throw him in the fire, but he's grappled now, so...
Alright, it turns towards... David here.
Okay. Still grappled, doesn't it?
Yeah, but so it just turns its head and everything, basically looking like... and just tries to bite at him here.
With a red mace mark on its bottom.
And a great axe wound. And a perfect wound. We all hit him.
And it can't seem to get there. So it tries to get a claw out, too, trying to scratch at you here. 16 will hit you.
Ah, shit!
6 will hit him.
9 damage.
Oh my god.
Claw at you.
Wow.
And that makes it your turn again.
Okay.
After he clawed, tried to bite you and clawed you from the inside of your snake's constricting.
Well, I'm going to use the constriction.
All right, go ahead and roll the 2d8 damage automatically.
Oh, it's
automatically 2d8 cool. Damage.
Neat. I like that.
If it doesn't break free, it's going to keep constricting it.
11. Damage.
Alright, when this happens, everything, you see the wolf kind of change. All of a sudden, it's still, like, wrapped with the snake around it, but it stands up on its hind legs, and its, like, hands grow into further claws, its head pops up more into, like, a humanoid-looking shape and everything, and, like, longs into a wolf's head. That seems to be, like, a standing wolf now.
It's a werewolf. It's a lycanthrope.
It's still that white pelt, though.
A lycanthrope. It's the sage.
It's a cursed one.
It's the guy. Alfred. Alfred! Yeah, I call out to Alfred.
He doesn't respond.
Damn!
He
just keeps... We're still in combat.
How do you even talk to things in combat?
Because I
this doesn't
know,
mean all things will respond to.
I'm a dragon, man.
You do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
It's still your turn, though.
Okay.
Your snake's only used its ability.
Huh?
Your snake's used its ability, but you haven't done anything.
Okay. So it can... So my snake's out of turns, yeah.
Oh. Well, you grab a human.
Isn't a snake technically large?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't. It's theoretically large. We're using a 10 already. But, okay.
This is not a 10.
Yeah, it is.
It's fine.
Whatever. We make it work.
It's Thanos now.
My snake is Thanos.
Alright. That's fine.
Okay. So.
It's easier to put stuff on top of it.
Yeah. Alright. So
you want to put the wolf on top of it then?
I'm going to roll. Two.
And then move everyone around since it's in that spot, so you don't have to move around it. There you go. You're gonna what?
I'm gonna roll.
Four.
For my mace again.
Okay. Make you take your advantage. Make turn your
advantage.
Harder,
Hagen. 16.
So 16. We'll hit him, yes.
6. 4.
4 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any
bonus actions yet.
Actually, hold on.
I have some bonus action spells.
Yeah.
Druid, right?
Yep. I can shapeshift as a bonus action. Or, well, no, as an action.
Okay, you can both be snakes. I think we've already talked about this, but
I can wild shape
in your hand. Yeah, okay.
I can wild shape as a bonus action, but I'm not gonna.
Meh.
I don't need to.
Who would want to do that?
most normal, the stealthy druids, the ones that want to sneak into places. Shut up. Just saying. That's what druids do that. When you don't have a rogue and you only have a druid, you're like, fuck. Okay, druid, you're up. But change it to rat, bird, dog, we don't care. Do your thing. Insect. Tree. There's no trees here. It's a desert. Is that tree always here? Oh, yes. The tree would know. I love that post.
Yeah, I guess that's all I can do. You put the wolf on top.
All right. That makes it your guys' turn.
Dandy's turn. Dandy.
Because it's always been your turn. It's just I go, then you guys all go.
Dandy strikes it.
Made it.
All right.
Still restrained.
Yeah.
Whenever you put those on, I can hear my echo. I can hear myself in your headphones. No.
Yeah, I can hear myself
through this. Seven damage from Dandy.
Throws me off. Seven damage?
Mm-hmm. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to action surge.
Ooh.
He's going to hit again.
So the like, circuits in him all of a sudden like, seem to power up. Dandy's ready!
All right. He's got a 17 plus 4, and that's 4 damage.
4 damage? Roll another d6 real quick.
Oh. 1.
Ooh, that took a lot out of Dandy.
And then, my go. Still advantage?
Yep, as long as he's... Nice. As long as he's restrained.
Does that count?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Just had to get dropped and rolled.
It wasn't.
That's fine. Keep the number. Do I look like I'm going to get salty about your number?
Keep the 18 plus 6.
Does this seem pivotal to our storyline?
It doesn't really.
Alright. Does it seem like a random encounter that just
happened? Oh, baby! That's max damage on the 12. So that's, 16 damage just from the Great Axe, and an extra, 4 damage radiant. So that's 20 damage total. Sure. That's all I can do. All
right.
I'm hitting him with everything I got.
You are doing a pretty good job here.
That's it, though.
He's gonna try to break out of this grapple. With a DC of 16. Strength have a disadvantage? No.
I don't think so.
Nope. Okay, cool.
Just strength for strength.
But he's still kind of pinned in there.
Wow. Oh, he's stuck.
He's just stuck in there. You see the, like, he tries to, like, flex out of it and everything, and the constrictor just pulls his arms back to him and everything. Huh. And it gets his claws stuck so he can't even, like, strike out at you. That makes it your turn.
Alright, constrictor damage.
Alright. Pulls in closer, shoving his own claws into his chest.
Wouldn't he take damage?
He might. We're about to find out, aren't we?
6, 7, 8. 13.
So as it tightens up, his claws dig into his chest, and you see blood pour out as it howls out and slowly just keeps clawing into itself and crushes in. Oh. You hear a loud snap, and look as like a wrist is broken, and the body goes limp as the snake holds it up.
Wow.
Bury my axe in the ground, and I just like sit down and calm down from my rage. Just say, like, one night. I just want one night where we can sleep.
We had like four nights not too long ago before we faced all these orcs and these wolves.
Let's just get back to town.
Okay.
Alright, so you're going to finish resting up for the night?
Yeah, finish my rest.
Alright, it's going to be 400 XP each.
Ooh. Nice. That takes us to 2025.
Yeah, we're getting closer. It's almost a year or two.
And then going long rest up and everything.
Uh-huh.
You wake up the...
I'm gonna change my spells.
The wolf pelt or wolf bodies are still crumbled on the ground and everything. And then where that hybrid thing was, you see the old man with his white
Luke
cloak
Luke,
all
Luke,
on him and everything.
Luke.
Alright.
Is there anything to find?
I mean, you've got his pelt that he wears.
I'll take it.
Alright,
I'll wear it.
Take it off and everything. It's nice and warm and everything. It's white.
Spoils of war.
Mm-hmm. But you don't find anything else on him other than that staff he had, but it seems to be just a normal walking staff.
I toss it to Shadowcast.
Okay.
Seems to be a normal walking staff.
Yeah, cool. Seems to be. Do I feel any sort of arcane magic from it? No?
Just seems to be a stick that he seems to walk with. Big right. Ol' stick. Big can ol' we, walking stick.
Can I carve up the rest of the wolves?
You can try, yes.
How long would it take?
It probably could take about an hour.
So I break the stick in half.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah. I got 15.
Two halves of a stick.
Yeah. For Kendall.
You're able to clean them off nicely enough. This isn't something you haven't done before. You've killed creatures in the wild and skinned them, so you're able to get the four pelts and everything, kind of roll them up together. Do you have a backpack and everything?
Yeah, I have a backpack. I can slide it in between slide my back in. And the pack.
All right, cool. I mean, they're still a little warm and everything, a little messy, but yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Head back to town.
Perfect. You keep on your travel. That was day 3. Yeah. We're on day 4.
Prepare different spells.
Good. So your next 3 days of travel seem to be pretty fine and everything. Nothing running away.
I talked to Dan just like off and on again.
Oh, okay.
Just asking him about where he's from and what he is. And...
He seems to be. Dandy's not sure where he's from.
No memory at all.
The only thing I remember is seeing you.
Wow. Do you know what you are?
No, I don't. I just know I'm here to serve and make everyone's life dandy.
All right. Fair enough.
It keeps on moving on and everything.
What do you think of that bird over there?
It's dandy.
It looks like a bird.
It's a pecker.
What about the fights we were in?
I'd rather not.
You're funny, Dandy.
I don't try to be.
That's what I like about you.
All right. It just continues on your merch and everything. So, 3 days passed. Everything seems to be fine. The forest seems to be really calm since the full moon's gone away and everything's starting to wane back. And you haven't heard any howls throughout the night or anything. You haven't really seen any creatures. Seems a lot of them have just taken off in this area. You make it back to Phandalin. It's about mid-evening. Probably got an hour or two before most of the shops close up and everything.
Cool.
So you got some time
back in
to
town.
Go talk to people if you need to.
Alright, well, first order of business, we should probably head over to the mayor's office and collect our reward. Oh, shit. Did we bring you back any proof?
No. I guess I could charm him.
Maybe. But he'll know you charmed him, didn't he? I wouldn't know that. Let's go.
Alright, so you head to the town master's hall. The sturdy stone walls, pitch wooden roof, and the bell tower at the back. You still see the notice on the board about the Wyvern Tour reward.
I rip it off the wall and
hand it. It's a sign. Literally, it's a sign.
It's a sign?
It's an inside sign in the ground. The I mean, if you want to rip the
yeah,
sign
I'll
off
take it
the
out.
Ground,
I'll take it out
like,
of the ground.
It's a stake in the ground. Okay, yeah.
That's all it says is Wyvern Tour, though?
It says reward orcs near Wyvern Tour. Doesn't mind to face the orcs. Menace should inquire with it. Remember, it's the one you saw earlier.
Yeah, I rip it out of the ground.
Alright, you rip it out of the ground.
I walk in. I barge in.
Alright, you barge in. At the front is a female human. She's just standing there.
Fat man!
Hi there, do you have an appointment?
Fat man!
You hear a crash, a large, like, plopping sound, a big sigh.
Yes! I drop the sign in front of him and say, you won't need that any longer.
Why is that?
We've completed it.
Oh, have you now?
Yes.
You brought back proof?
You... take our word for it.
I don't know if I can take your word for it.
I charm him.
Just walk in?
No, I'm with you guys the whole time.
Do you bring Dandy with you and everything too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Just traveling his group. Okay. If you want to go for the charm spell, go ahead. Okay.
And try to keep his attention.
Okay.
So
I mean, you're not going to notice him immediately, don't you?
Let's see. Let's make a wisdom saving throw.
5. No, he's fat. 3.
He's fat.
It has
3.
Nothing to do with it, but 3.
If you're convinced.
Sorry, if it feels soon.
If you're trying to read what a charm person does, I know what a charm person does.
A charm creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance.
I do. I play Bard. Don't worry.
When it's spell ends, the creature knows.
You're good. You're good. Just talk to the guy. Yeah. Just talk to the guy. I know what the spell does.
Hey, bud.
Oh, hey, you.
It's so nice to see you.
It is. How'd the quest go?
Good. What's we happening? Finished it.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. So you don't have to have the sign up anymore.
That's perfect. Let me go get your gold. There you go. It tosses you the 100 gold piece bag.
Cool. Catch it.
Nice. Anything else going on in town that needs taking care of?
Yes, friend.
No, there's nothing else. I mean, if you go talk to some of the others, they might need some help, or talk to someone at the tavern. Maybe you'll hear something from them, or find something you're looking for, but I've got nothing else. Just remember, leave those red brands alone, please.
Mm-hmm. You're still afraid of them.
I'd rather them not attack our small little city here.
But what if we kill them all?
I don't think you could do that, so please, just...
We killed all those orcs.
You're right, but the orcs are different. We killed
the werewolf on the way back. As you can see, I'm wearing him.
I mean, that looks like a nice white wolf pelt. We've seen the white wolf before.
And now you've seen him?
He was a cursed creature.
We've never had anything cursed, but okay. Thank you for taking care of it, I guess. Nope, nothing else for me.
Okay. What's our next quest? I'm talking to
Dean. Well, we can...
Yeah, oh.
What's that? Was she need something? How you doing?
I can tell you. The red brands are in the Sleeping Giant Inn. We are supposed to avoid that from the fat man, but mm-hmm. I say we take a closer look.
No one's offered you anything to deal with it, have they?
No.
Maybe best to find someone to offer you something to do with it first?
It's just for the good of the town.
Alright, if you feel like helping the town, just for helping
the town.
We're
good people.
And what else?
We've been offered 200 gold pieces to find someone named Iarno Albrecht. For the Lord's Alliance. That's what...
Sildar, yeah.
This is what he came here for. To do.
Yep. Yep.
We could investigate a murder. Happened 10 days ago, which was a travel time. That's now...
Yeah, it's been a while now. And you've been gone for 2 weeks. But you know that they kidnapped the family. They killed the guy. It was the Red Brands. They killed the guy blatantly in the street.
Oh, the Red Brands.
And then kidnapped his wife and children.
Okay. So that's all. That's all the more reason to, you know, go after these red brands. They seem like a real menace in this town.
Yeah.
Other than that, we can slay the King Growl in Kragamaw Castle. That's the goblin king.
I think we should go after the missing family.
Well, the thing is, we were hired by Gundren to bring supplies here, and it seems like he's been kidnapped by those goblins.
Oh.
We might want to take care of that.
Yeah, we should do that. Definitely.
He seems like he's on a ticking clock. So does that family.
I don't know the family.
That's true.
They're just humans.
Well, everybody matters.
Yeah. But they're still just humans.
I leave it up to you. Okay. You're the wiser one of us.
In my abundant wisdom, we should go after Gundren.
Alright. Fatman, what do you know about Kragmaw Castle?
Nothing. I have no idea where it's at. I've never even heard of Kragmaw Castle.
Is there the map behind him still?
No, he doesn't have the map. Sildar had the map.
What about Sildar Hallwinter? Is he still around?
He's downstairs. Remember, he set up that little room and everything for him.
Okay. I just head downstairs.
Okay, yeah. You see him. Oh, hey, how'd everything go?
We killed the orcs.
Perfect. That's good. How's the designation D4NDY?
I look at him. He's fine.
So working out fine for you?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
This. Is spoils from a battle.
From a battle?
We did battle with a cursed creature, and I took its pelt.
Oh, did you now?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's great news to hear. That'll help keep this town even safer. I didn't expect that from you. I ex- expected you just to be here for the gold and nothing else.
We care for the people.
Well, that's really good to know. I will have to have a conversation once we find Gundar and everything.
We may have a lead on him.
Perfect. What are you thinking?
Kragmaw Castle. What do you know about it?
That's where I need you to find.
Well.
Yeah, I asked you earlier to figure out where it's at. Have you found it yet?
No.
Oh.
We went and killed the orcs.
Gotcha.
We needed some gold. But aside from that, we need to find the castle. We need to kill the goblins and find Gundren.
Yes.
We need a lead.
You do, but I don't have any for you, so you're probably going to have to talk to some people in town or find someone.
What about these red brands? Where do they come from?
I've heard they're a big menace. The only thing I know about them is they like to frequent the Sleeping Giant, so what I've heard, but I haven't spent too much time outside of the fat town hall.
Yes, the same.
Yes, he doesn't want anyone to deal with them. He's afraid of their retaliation, but I feel if they're dealt with all
at once, as though they're already retaliating. They're already killing people in the street and taking their families.
Yes, that happened a couple weeks ago.
It seems we are past the point of retaliation.
But there's no one here to deal with anything. Like I said, I don't have anything to deal with on them. It's nothing I can deal with.
You have a sword?
I do, but...
Can you swing it?
I can.
Are you in good health?
I am.
Would you help us?
No. I'm going to stay here. I have my own things to deal with still. Finding Erno. That's what I came here for. I must find him first. I can't go against the mayor's wishes. If he doesn't want me to deal with the Red Brands, I can't go against it. He is their elected official.
Fine. We will take care of this Red Brand menace.
Agreed.
We should learn more about them first.
Yes.
Let's talk to everyone in town.
Weird. It'll only like save spells half the time.
Weird.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Weird. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
I need one more first level spell.
So, let's divvy up our money. And then we'll set into town to talk to some people.
Okay.
We got 100 gold from the job. 30 gold from the cave. 180 silver and 750 copper.
So we're rolling in it.
More rush.
You want to go in and try and buy supplies?
I don't really need any supplies.
Okay.
Right now. If you do, that's fine.
Do you still have your health potion?
Mm-hmm.
No, you used it on Dandy.
We used it on Dandy, but this town doesn't sell them, remember?
Yeah.
Baratheon's provisions doesn't sell them.
Well.
Or Barthen's provisions, whatever. Baratheon. Same fucking Game of Thrones, Brandon.
Okay. Now I have a bunch of really cool spells.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Because I was forgetting that I have second level spells too. Wah wah. It's okay. We made it.
That was just the travel stuff, but yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So, 65 gold each.
Oh, 65 gold.
65 gold. 90 silver each.
There we go.
Sorry, microphone.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
And then the 750 copper.
Mm-hmm.
Should we split that?
You can hold on to it.
Perfect.
How many gold pieces each? Or sorry, silver?
90. And then the 3 vials of perfume I'll give to you.
Okay.
We could sell it or we could use it? I don't know.
We'll keep them for trade. 1, 2, 3.
What kind of sandwich did you get?
Cold cut combo.
Favorite sandwich?
No, it's just cheap. You guys want to take a break real quick?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just like an eating break, so it doesn't pick it all up.
Fine.
Okay. 90. 213. Okay. 213. I'm gonna make my cup of joe and be right back. So, next thing we do is start looking for Gundyr.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name, right? Gundyr. Gundyr.
Gundren. We should We should look around the town first, talk to the people.
Yeah.
See if we can find anybody who knows stuff about the Red Brands, because the Red Brands might be connected to the Goblins, which might be connected to the Black Spider, which we know about.
Yeah.
And Cragmaw Castle, where they're keeping Gundren.
It's been a couple of days, so things might be different. Since the last time we were here.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks, right. So let's go to the inn first.
Okay.
Ask the bartender, hey, heard any rumors?
Mm-hmm.
And while we're there, I'm going to grab a cup of joe.
First, right?
Yeah.
We don't need him. You can go to the head on in the inn.
Yep.
All right, so you hop on in there. It seems to be pretty busy like usual. It's getting a little late, so a lot of people have closed up their places or come over here to spend the rest of the night and everything drinking.
Yeah. Okay, I walk in, go into the bar, sit on a bar stool.
Okay.
With a manifesto in behind me.
Okay.
With Dandy on my right hand side.
Okay.
And I ask the bartender, hey,
it's Elsa, barmaid.
Elsa?
Yeah, Elsa.
Elsa. Do I know her name?
Yeah. Okay. You met her before.
Yeah. Elsa.
Yes.
I was wondering if we could speak in private.
Well, there's not much privacy here. What do you need to say?
Well, are there a lot of people in the room?
I mean, yeah, but they're not, like, right over you. They're, like, at their tables and stuff doing their thing. She's got, like, a job to do. She's making beers and stuff while you're...
Can I perceive if there's any Red Brands behind me?
There's no Red Brands in here.
No?
They don't come here.
Okay,
no one, cool. Yeah, they don't come here.
So, I kind of, like, whisper, like, are there any Red Brands here?
No, they usually don't come bother us. They usually just stay at the Sleeping Giant.
Okay. Have they caused any trouble in town?
I mean, they've always caused trouble in town for a long time.
In the past 2 weeks.
In the past 2 weeks, no, nothing much has changed. No one's heard back from that family that got taken, but we fear the worst for them now.
Okay. Would you happen to know any insiders on in the Red Brand's crew?
Nope. I've never met any of them.
No? Okay. Would you know anybody who's also looking to rid this town of the Red Brand?
Shadowcast, I'm back. I was in the bathroom.
No one that I know of.
You were behind me this whole time.
I went to the bathroom.
Wow.
Quietly.
Very sneaky. Number one or number two?
Not that I know of, but many people don't go through us here.
Acid or fire.
You might want to check out the Phandalin Miners Exchange, though. They have a lot of people go through there from around the wilderness and everything that trade their supplies and... gather other things there. Maybe they know more, but no Red Brands come through here usually.
Okay. So, we need to talk to the Phandalin Miners to maybe see about getting rid of these... Oh, sorry.
Red Brands?
Yeah, getting rid of these Red Brands from this town.
Okay. The Miners, then.
Yeah.
And also that might help us find Gundren.
Oh yeah, he was a miner.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was poop, by the way.
Oh, fire. Okay, continuing. Hey, what's up, Duffy?
Hello. It's okay, I woke up at 11:40, so it's not too far off from you.
Welcome to the land of the
moon. I worked until 8 a.m.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I was only up till 4, so I guess it's not the same.
I was at the ER last night, and I was just, like, complimenting every single nurse I could. I was like, you're doing such a great job. Your 12-hour shift sucks. I'm sorry you have to do this.
All right. Let's go speak to some miners.
Okay. Say that again.
Let's go speak to some miners.
All right, let's go.
Got weirded the second time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you head over to the Fandolin Miners Exchange. The sun's kind of down at this point, and you see there's a little sign up there, closed for the night.
Okay.
I check the door.
It's locked. No one is. A small dog from the other side yelps.
Obviously beasts inside the door.
I got it. Yeah, just.
Are you done, Lou?
It's just me.
It was your fault.
It's just me.
It was your fault.
Is it? Is it?
Yep.
It's because you went poop. Ruined everything. Continuing. Anyway, so you knock on the door.
Yes, I knock on the door.
No one answers.
No one answers. Okay.
No one is here.
Is it nighttime?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
shoot.
You guys got here the later half of the day.
Oh, it's after sundown. Okay.
Yeah. Since your talk to Sildar, the hallmaster, and the conversations in the town hall, or the tavern.
Hell, we should go back to the inn and stay in for the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there people having drinks and food and stuff?
Yeah.
Can I just blatantly sit down with some of them?
Yeah.
And just say, have you heard anything around the town about these red bones?
All right. So you end up, like, walking around and drinking with people and listening to them talk. You actually find a few things out. So Narth, an old farmer, talks about how Sister Gorel, who oversees the Shrine of Luck, recently left town for a few days, then returned wounded and exhausted.
Sister Gorel?
Sister Gorel, who oversees the Shrine of Luck. Elsa ends up gossiping to you about how Darren Edermath, the Orchard Keeper, is a former adventurer.
Okay.
Pip, Tilblin's young son, seems to be running around. You hear him talking about how Quillen Alderleaf's son, Carp, said he found a secret tunnel in the woods, but Redbrand's almost caught him.
Quillen Alderleaf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quellin. Alderleaf's son, Carp, said he found a secret tunnel in the woods, but Redbrand's almost caught him. And Freda Weaver says the Redbrands hassle every business in town except for the Fandolin Miners Exchange. Hmm. They don't want to trouble with Halia Thornton, who runs it.
Hmm. Halia.
Yeah, she runs that Fandolin Miners Exchange you tried to go to earlier. That was closed.
Okay.
But the Redbrands hassle every business in town except for hers. Hmm. They don't want trouble with her.
Halia what?
Halia Thornton. Thornton.
Okay. Then, if the day's almost over, stay the night.
Alright. Yeah. Just gonna be your normal 5 silver pieces.
Alright, I pay for it in copper.
Okay. It's 50 copper pieces.
For me as well? Or is that in total?
That's for one of you.
Okay, so I pay 50 as well. Do you want to just pull out of the whole
thing?
Yeah. Okay. So 50, and then
50
what about...
each. Dandy 100 copper.
Dandy doesn't need a room.
Dandy doesn't need
Dander.
A room. Actually, if we're paying for rooms, probably only need one room.
I thought we were paying for beds.
Paying for beds or rooms?
Well, there's only...
Or is it per person?
One bed per room.
What's the policy to this inn?
Is there a continental breakfast?
There is a continental
breakfast. Oh, wow.
But the rooms are one-bedroom rooms.
Okay, then Dandy can just stay in the room with me and stay in the corner.
Yeah. There's six rooms total, so you guys are taking two.
I need my privacy.
What time do you need in today?
Very soon. What's your phone?
2:04.
2:30 is when you're trying to... Okay. I never will end, though. I'll let you guys set some few things up.
Oh, that's great.
Got some comment. Did we get a level out of this yet? Oh, not yet. You got some nice XP, though.
Hey, Leslie. I sold a chair today that I found in the garbage. It's pretty sick. $40.
Now the person who he sold it to is going to get very sick.
Yeah. That's trash.
Respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Okay, I say first things first, let's go see this Holly at Thornton.
Yep.
And the miners, because if the Red Brands avoid her...
Thalia?
She's got
Thalia.
Something.
H-A-L-I-A.
She either has something against them.
Like Haley?
Hollia?
Hollia.
Why does it feel like...
Is it Hollia or Haley?
He feels like he has an Adam's apple.
Final answer, Haley.
He does, he's a boy.
Haley.
Haley.
Haley. Haley.
Alright, that's what I wrote.
Alright.
Let's go see Haley at the Miners Exchange.
Yes. Alright, let's make our way. DM.
What's up? Oh, you head to there? Alright, so you head over there. It's got the open sign on it this time.
Alright.
You grab the door and it opens everything. Inside, you see a human woman calculating some numbers on a paper as she writes down stuff and moves gold around on the table. She looks up. Oh, well, hello. How can I help you today?
We are here on a urgent matter of business.
Oh, are you? Well, it's come on in closer then.
It's got nothing to do with mining.
All right. Well, are you here to sell some things you found? I'm always available to buy things you have or sell any of the goods I have as well.
Maybe later, but this is more urgent.
Alright.
There's a Red Brand menace in town.
Ah, yes, the Red Brands. They've been causing issues and like to loiter around the Sleeping Giant Tap House.
For they've killed one of your townsmen, too?
They may have. I don't keep track of what goes on around with them. My job is to deal with the more outskirts of Phandalin and the whole rush of gold, as they were supposed to say.
Sure.
All I know is that they stay at the Sleeping Giant Tap House and have a base under Transcender Manor on the edge, east edge of town. Yes, it's under the manor.
Hmm. Interesting.
How many?
I'm not sure how many. All I know is that they have a leader named Glassstaff.
Glassstaff.
And if you're willing to take care of this, I would, of course, pay you...
Glassstaff?
100 gold pieces to deal with this. Yes, Glassstaff is his name.
100 each.
Yes, if you could... 100... total, if you could deal with this, and bring me back any correspondence you find in the leader's quarters, maybe?
Very well, but 100 each.
Alright, if you bring all the letters back from any information you find, then yes, 100 each. Otherwise, just for dealing with it, 100.
Alright, what do you know about them?
Not much, just that they stay at the tap house and that they have the manor, or the base set up underneath the manor.
Do you know how many there are?
Nope.
Is it more than 100?
Probably not.
I like our odds.
Me too.
Are we the first ones to do something about this? It seems like they're running the show around here.
They've never bothered me, so... But yes, you are the first ones to try to deal with them. The townmaster usually tries to persuade people otherwise, because they're afraid they'll retaliate.
Ah, yes, the fat one.
Yes, the fat one.
Do you know about Gundren?
Yes, I know of Gundren and the Rockseeker brothers.
Yeah. We're looking for him.
We think the Red Brands might have something to do with his disappearance.
Maybe. I haven't seen him in town. I know he was supposed to be here weeks ago,
but... He was ambushed.
Ah, that makes sense why he never got here. Well, I haven't heard from him or his brothers for quite a while, actually.
Do you know where they would have went?
Nope, they kept everything they knew secret, even to people in town. They didn't want anyone knowing where they were going or what they found, but we have rumors of what they found.
Oh. What are those rumors?
They found the Lost Echo Cave. You know, you've heard of the tale, of course.
Hell no.
We're not from these parts.
You've all heard the tale.
When did we...
You heard it earlier. No, it was an intro tale.
It was... Gundren told us, but...
Yeah, they told you the tale.
Oh, no. See, I went unconscious, and I...
You know the tale of the Lost Echo Cave.
I... Could you say what...
Of course I could tell you about the Lost Echo Cave. Also, I think I had to read it out loud as the fat guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I read it to you guys.
That's why we didn't listen.
We don't miss Benjamin this. We can do this later. Blah blah blah. Fandalar's pact by which they would share a rich mine and a wondrous cavern known as Wave Echo Cave. In addition to its mineral wealth, the mine contained great magical power.
Oh, yes. My memory.
Magical cave. Comes back.
Yes. As a little flashback in your head comes through of this fat guy telling you of this magic cave.
Magical cave. This manor, their base of operations is under it.
That's what I've heard, at least.
Is there any way in?
Well, you could go through the broken shambles of the manor. It's mainly broken. Otherwise, I've heard talk from the tavern that Carp, the Elderleaf's son, found another entrance.
Let's go see them. Thank you, you've been a big help.
Of course. Hopefully. You have anything you'd like sold?
Yes, I actually do.
I'm always buying things.
Let me look at my inventory. Just gotta see...
I've got a trap, I've got a great axe, I've got javelins, and a tattoo.
Are you interested in a jade statue?
Can I sell my tattoo?
You can't sell your tattoo. Okay. What do you got to offer?
A jade statue?
Yeah. Do you have a value on it?
Yes, 40 gold pieces.
Alright, she offers you 25.
30.
Go on, do a persuasion roll.
Where you at? There you are. Is that a 9? Rusk, can you... 6? 9?
It's a 9.
Plus your stat. Persuasion.
Where you at? Persuasion.
The flat side... 11. The flat 11? Side is always down.
Got it.
Would you... You said 30?
11. So... Yeah, for 30.
Alright. 26.
27.
Alright, she accepts the 27.
Okay.
And takes it from you and gives you 27 gold pieces for it.
Sick. Like selling a chair in the garbage.
I'm already out the door.
You just heard them talking numbers behind you.
The door closes and you hear it.
You look, Dandy's just standing there.
Well, hello.
Dandy! That's Dandy's character. They have a party member who's a Warforge, and he's very dandy of being with them. And his name's Dandy.
Definitely going to use him again.
He hasn't malfunctioned for a while. We need to malfunction.
Yeah. When he rolls one.
We got this once.
So loud for me.
Alright. Let's go see Kellen Alderleaf. And her boy.
Alright, so you head to the Addermath Orchards. No, not the Addermath Orchards. You're heading
Addermath is Darren. That's the other guy.
You're going to the Alderleaf Farm. There you go.
Yes.
So you head to the Alderleaf Farm. Here, a female halfling of roughly mid-age seems to be spending some time with her son, who's kind of running around.
Yes, they're halflings?
They're both halflings.
Okay. As we approach, I put my hand up to stop Shadowcast, and I say, I'll do the talking.
Okay.
I approach, I bend down on a knee, and in halfling, I say, greetings. We're looking for Kellen Alderleaf.
Oh, that would be me, the older one looks, speaking in her halfling tongue.
These are so comfortable, child.
We're here because we heard a rumor that your son has found something that might be of great importance to us.
Oh, he may have. Carp, come here for a second. He runs over. Yeah, Ma?
I think I'm
sorry. You must be Carp.
That I am! Sounds like
we heard you found something that we might be interested in.
Oh, I did. I found a secret tunnel where those big, ugly bandits came out of. They almost saw me, but I got out of there quickly. You know, one day I want to be strong enough I can stop them myself.
Strong like this?
Yeah.
Just pull up the biggest arm he's ever seen.
Just like that.
I ruffle his hair and I say, you've done a great job.
Thanks.
Can you show us where it is?
I can. Follow me. The mom stops for a second. Whoa. If you seem to just be helping out people, I actually have something I'd like to ask as well. A longtime friend, a druid named Redoth, he's been missing. He knows all of our, like, every inch of land, but I haven't seen him recently. He set out for the ruins of a town called Thundertree, just west of Neverwinter Wood. If you happen to find him, could you just make sure he's safe and everything for me? He might be able to help you find anything you're looking for as well. If you're looking for, like, Krogmaw Castle, or he may know something about the hidden Wave Echo Cave. I'm not sure, but if you could just check up on him for me, please.
That's excellent, yes.
Thank you. Will. Thank you.
What was his name?
Radoth the Druid. She told you to check the ruins of a town called Thundertree.
Okay, Radoth.
It's about 50 miles northwest of Phandalin. The Druid. It's going to be about like a 5-day travel. If you decide to go there.
What was the name of the town?
5 miles?
Thundertree.
Thundertree.
Yeah, no, 50 miles.
50 miles.
Northwest of Phandalin. But the Druid might know specific sites in the area that you're looking for.
Check Thundertree.
And she hasn't seen him for a while, so she just worries about him.
Okay.
Well, that's probably our most direct lead, but this town is still under attack.
And then Karp just ends up, because his mom doesn't want him to go, just telling you directions to how to get to the tunnel and everything. And so you understand how to get to the spot the boy is at.
I ruffle his hair again, and give him like a wolf tooth.
Alright. He takes it in awe and everything and
wait.
Holds on to it.
I have something too.
This will keep you safe and lucky.
Oh, alright. I'll keep it close to me forever. One day I'll be as good as you.
One day. Train hard.
I give him a spoon.
He takes the spoon. What do I do with the spoon?
What do you mean, what do you do with the spoon?
Oh, it's just a spoon. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the spoon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Grateful little shit.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have a decision to make. Should we head 50 miles northwest to Thundertree and see about this druid?
Let's go to the store first, the general store here, and grab some stuff.
You have two different stores ahead of you. You can either go back to Barathan's Provisions, where it has the basic stuff, or to Lion Shield Coster, where they actually carry everything.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
Lion Shield Coster. Oh, we have a discount here, don't we?
You do.
So the...
I don't think you have a discount. No, you haven't asked for a discount.
Oh, they paid us.
They paid you.
That's right.
You could ask for a discount, but they paid you.
Well, let's ask.
Let's get there first.
Yeah. So we walk out of the...
Okay. Place. You're greeted by Lenin.
Hey, Lenin.
Hello.
Oh, I've never been in before.
No, you haven't.
This is my tribe brother.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Manifesto.
Do you need something, or do you...
We're shopping.
Oh, perfect. Take a look. She has all normal adventuring gear.
That's the normal prices.
Yeah, she has all normal adventuring gear.
Linen.
Remember
what we did for you earlier?
Oh, you mean when you told me where to go get my own supplies?
Yes.
Yes, it took me about a week to get them properly traveled here.
Well, we were wondering if we could get a discount.
No. Maybe if you brought them to me. But, after having to deal with that
persuasion.
Ordeal... Go ahead and do it.
15,
plus
17.
All right, a little small, like a little halfling next to it. Tugs it. Fine, you could take 10% off. And then goes back to writing some things.
I'd like 2 health potions.
They'll deal with you. He'll deal with you. A little halfling hops up. Hey there!
In halfling, I say, I'd like 2 health potions.
Oh, perfect, 2 health potions.
Yes, yep, health potions.
Health potions. You got the player's handbook popping out.
It's 50 gold.
It's 50? 50.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
50
gold.
50.
All right,
and
you get a
10%
discount.
So,
10%.
Buying 2 of them, 15 off 100. Okay. 85 gold.
What was that?
85 gold.
15 off 100.
That's not 10%.
Russell, 10% is 10.
And I'm 100. Oh, it's 10. I thought you said 15.
So you'll take 10 off. So it'll be 90, Russell.
Yeah, 90. 90 gold.
He didn't do all his tribe things. He was just a fighter.
That's true.
He was just a fighter.
Am smart.
85 gold. Sir, that'd be 90 gold pieces.
I put 90 on the table.
All right.
Okay. And I think I still have a health potion. Yeah. So...
The only two places, by the way, you have left to visit this is the Orchard and the Shrine of Luck. Just so you know. Yeah. And the Sleeping Giant, of course. But
of course.
And now the manor that you know where it's at.
Well, we can't get the Shrine of Luck on the way out. And then,
the Orchard's not too far away either. That's well, all within town frame.
We should go to the Sleeping Inn and know what we're dealing with.
You wanna?
Yeah, just to check it out. Scope the place. You okay.
Alright.
And do... Does this place have anything arcanic?
If it's not the normal adventuring gear, no.
No, okay, never mind.
If you're looking for something really special, that's the Miner's Exchange.
Got it. Alright, yeah, let's go to the Sleeping Inn. And okay. Scope it out.
I'll follow you.
Alright, I'll leave the way, actually. The Sleeping Giant is a ramshackle taproom at the east end of town. Four human ruffians linger on the covered porch, perched on empty ale barrels, and leaning against the wall.
Do they have an icon on them?
They all wear grimy scarlet cloaks. Mm. Their sullen stares fixed on you as you approach.
I have a sullen stare back.
Yeah, right. We both stoically.
One of the thugs spits on the ground. Well, well.
Hold on, I'll stop you there. I spit acid on the ground.
Here's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want, puppies? Come here to bark at us?
And we go,
bark, bark.
I say wolf.
Heard you're causing trouble in this town.
Cause whatever trouble I want, little puppy.
We're here to say that's gonna end.
I don't think it's gonna end.
You better get out while you can.
I'm just fine where I'm at.
I stop you. Not now. We'll figure that out later. Let's go inside and see what we're dealing with.
Stand aside.
Oh, we're not gonna stand aside. If you're gonna come in here, it's a fight you're gonna start.
Whoa, my kind sir.
Wait, they're definitely not gonna let you pass.
Well, no.
You know for sure.
Charm person.
Alright, there's four of them though.
Well, just if I charm one...
That doesn't charm all of them.
I know, but I can kind of be like, hey...
You could try.
We're old buddies, remember?
That's that doesn't mean it's going to work with the other three.
Okay, wisdom saving throw.
All right. 19.
Oh, fuck. All right.
I guess it doesn't matter either. What was that, little puppy? You think you know me?
Yeah.
You don't know me, little puppy.
Oof. Bring out your best fighter. I put my axe on the ground and I crack my knuckles.
Alright, just go and roll into initiative. And these four are going to fight you. They're not gonna...
Me too?
Yeah, you can all roll into initiative.
Sure.
As they all step forward, I chuckle and I say, like, what, you all think you're the best? I pick the axe back up.
11.
13.
14.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Give me four humanoid.
Dandy. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, get your name there.
Nice. Dandy has 14.
Perfect. They'll go first, just to...
Danny's next to me.
Yeah, I'm next to you as well. But I'm a little further behind.
Get some ruffians out of there.
Oh, that's the bar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the little tap house there, right?
Hey, look, I've got some magical women.
Oh, wow. Get this guy, too.
Okay, that's there. He's about 10 feet away from him. A little farther, probably.
Probably 15.
Yeah, 15 probably. 15. Sorry.
It's a mess.
I'll stand in front of you.
Ruffians.
Fiends. Ruffians.
Perfect.
And then, whose turn is it first?
Danny's got a 14. I've got a 13. He's got a...
I got a 14. Let's, got? I'll have Dandy go first.
Just so you know.
What's your initiative?
11.
11.
Probably just finish this fight and call it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy's going first.
Yep.
Alright, I'd say Dandy... Dandy readies himself for reactions. So he doesn't take a turn... He waits with his shield up.
To do what?
Deflect.
Just see what they do.
Okay, but he won't do anything if you don't have anything triggered.
No, but he's got reactions.
Okay, so he's just going to use reaction? So
he's waiting, yeah.
Okay, so just going to... Okay.
Ready for the reaction.
All right, then have the four run forward, just straight up.
All four at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, that music was perfect. Are they surrounding or just
like that?
Line?
Just,
all right.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's fine. Most people don't attack from an angle. It's kind of weird. So actually, yeah, push. So keep the two in front and then push the guy next to you, next to Dandy, a little close. No, put him back there and then the opposite one.
Yep. Oh.
Because diagonal is a weird attack spot. Usually most people won't attack there. It's kind of
strange.
Yeah. All right, okay. So they just go to attack you then.
All right.
To attack you, Russ.
Okay.
And we have two hits, one being a crit.
Damn.
Wow.
So, first one is 4 damage. Second one's also 4 damage. And the other one's 7 damage. And then they attack Dandy, the other two. One hits Dandy.
Doesn't he have a reaction?
Yeah, Dandy's got a reaction. So you said one hits him?
Yep, one will hit him only.
Alright, the missed one... He will take his reaction to have a melee attack back and okay. deal a superiority die of damage, which is just good.
Alright, he'll also take 7 damage though, from his one hit.
Okay. And he deals 7 damage back.
Okay.
Oh, I love this song.
Alright. My go?
Yeah.
Bonus action rage.
Okay.
Reminds me of Final Fantasy.
A sidestep. Out of this range, so he can opportunity attack if he wants to take his reaction.
Yes. 17
hits.
3, so 1.
Okay, and a javelin of lightning him.
Okay,
nice.
So that's
first one for the hit.
Roll to hit.
It's piercing.
20.
Okay, so you're gonna hit the first guy. Didn't you 20. Do that last time too?
I did it last time again. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. That javelin, just a real lucky javelin.
Very good. It's very good. I'm gonna roll this javelin. On. It's like I'm gonna roll this on here. Because it's 8d6. It's basically fireball damage.
No, you don't get the javelin double damage. All it's you all get, dice. No, because it's only the melee attack. The javelin's its own separate thing. So you're doing your melee attack first, so you do your javelin damage first.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've run into it twice now, because you guys have it in both campaigns.
Alright.
So you roll your damage for the javelin attack, which is doubled.
Nope. Okay. that's 7 damage for the javelin plus 4.
So...
11.
11 hurt.
And then...
And then they both make their dex saving throws.
Right.
And they both failed because they both got 2s.
It's 46.
And then you roll a 46, and that's close to 8.
Okay. So 14 damage.
14
lightning.
Damage. The first one just gets immediately shocked through and falls to the ground dead.
Are there any guards in the town? Like
no.
Okay.
This isn't a big enough city to have guards. Like when something needs to be dealt with, usually the townmaster hires someone to deal with it or something
Wild
like that.
Wild West. That's us.
Yeah, basically. With Sildar here, he's got him to help protect the city, but he's told Sildar specifically not to deal with the Red Brands.
Yeah.
No one's gonna come stop this if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
They don't let you willingly. They killed a guy in the middle of the street, took his family and left.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay.
Alright, that was my attack, and I bonus action raged, so that's my turn.
Right?
Okay. Throw my snake. Ka-chow! and it's gonna constrict this little boy right here.
Alright.
And, yeah.
That little boy.
6 plus 6. So 12?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Alright, well,
I'm gonna slither out of the way as the slithery snake tries to slither on him.
I'm gonna poison spray.
Alright.
So,
on the guy to your right, or?
I'm gonna poison spray the guy I tried to.
Oh, what's the distance on it? 10 feet?
It's 15.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
I think it was the 5-foot one, but I might be thinking of a different one.
Let me look.
I'm thinking of a.
You're either gonna poison Dandy, your snake, or me.
No, you're out of the way. Because it's not. It's not covered.
I'm just saying, like, any direction you hit this poison spray, it's going to be Dandy the Snake or me.
Gosh, damn it. Okay, let's see how far it goes. 10 feet, you're right. So, yep, I'll spray this boy.
Okay.
And then... 3, so...
Plus your mod, probably not. Okay. No. So nope, you're just gonna go wide of as he ducks under. He's this guy's pretty slippery for some reason. He's dodging sneaks and poison...
Poison spray.
Yeah. Range spell attack.
It's a spell attack. Oh, I see. Yeah. Not a concentration. It's...
You're just going...
We're good. Poof.
Yeah.
You're trying to aim your hand.
Suppose it's... Dandy's turn.
Yeah, recycle.
Okay.
Well, it says you have to succeed on a constitution saving throw.
Right, is that what it says right off the bat?
Yeah.
Then hold on. 9 plus 1, 10.
No.
That's right. Gonna fail. Then roll your damage.
Okay. So that's 1d12. That's this boy, right?
Yeah. The barbarian weapon.
8.
8 damage.
Dodecahedron.
That's all I can do. So,
all right, now it's Dandy's turn.
All right, Dandy is going to use another maneuver to trip this one.
Nice.
The one that's taking 14 damage. Okay.
So he's going to hit him first. That's a 20. Okay. Wow. What's happening?
Great roll, man.
Two of these. Come here. 5, 7, plus 2, 8, 9.
9 damage?
9 damage on the hit.
Alright, so his war pick just goes in the back of his spine and just bends into him as he dies.
Okay, well, I was going to say he takes a superiority die, extra damage.
Do you really want to waste superiority die?
Yeah, it's just a crit. He action surges.
Dandy! I'm feeling dandy!
And hits the one next to him.
Let's make a charge at you.
And he'll use the trip on that one instead. That's 18 plus...
Damn, you're getting plus 4. So good rolls.
I am. Alright. There's that. But just 3 damage on him.
Okay.
But an extra superiority die of damage, which is an extra 3. And he needs to make a strength save.
Right. 20.
He passes.
Okay.
He does not trip.
Okay.
Took extra damage. Dandy's turn is
over. Makes it their turn.
Before he ends his turn, he moves one back. He'll take an opportunity to attack if it's offered.
Yeah. Ooh, it misses anyways.
Oh.
Okay. So.
AC's 20.
This guy tries to run away.
No.
Wait, let him run. Embarrass himself in front of his friends.
Alright.
Was he gonna warn his friends?
Good.
The other one tries to attack you.
Coming for all of them.
All right. Would Dandy take a reaction for me?
Does Dandy have a reaction to take?
Dandy has several reactions he could take, but what's happening?
He's attacking him.
Yeah, so Dandy will take a protection fighter reaction to impose disadvantage.
Okay. Still hit with both.
Okay.
Okay.
He puts a shield up, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
You take 5 damage from the first one and 7 from the second.
Okay.
And then he also tries to leave.
Don't.
No.
Not Dandy already took his reaction.
He could take an opportunity.
But I can take my reaction. Reaction?
Reaction.
Oh, I can take my reaction.
If you'd like to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to...
Throw your...
I'm going to...
Javelin at him.
I'm going to put my axe in his chest. That's 12 plus 6.
Yep.
Seven damage.
7 damage. So you end up hurting, or like giving him a nice gash as he runs off, but he gets away from you there.
Could I take an opportunity?
No, you were in range of opportunity.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Alright, I take a couple steps this way, get a javelin out, and throw it at him.
Alright.
Javelin 2, 1d6. 8 plus 6, that's 13?
8 plus 6 is 14. 13. Your even number is the odd number. Yes, you have it for 14.
Dude, I'm way worse. Don't worry about it.
8 damage.
8 piercing. Damage. So you throw the javelin, right?
Uh-huh.
And it just pierces through his back and impales on the ground as he falls limp over, hung in the ground right there.
You better go grab your javelin.
I'll leave it.
Oh.
I have the javelin of lightning. I've got other javelins, too. I'll leave that one.
I'll grab it.
All right.
Can I have my snake retrieve the javelin?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can go bite it out and take it out.
I'll have my snake.
All right, you just send your...
No, I want it.
You send your snake to go...
I'll give you a new javelin if you want a javelin.
You can send your snake to go do it if you want.
I've got several.
Oh, never mind.
I've got like 8 javelins.
All right.
Leave it there. It's a cool visual.
It's still your turn, though.
Okay. Oh, I mean, for him?
If you want to.
I don't think I can reach him. I'll send my snake after him.
Okay.
All right. Snake constriction.
So I'll move him first. His normal movement.
So...
5... 10, 15,
20,
25,
30. Is it
40? No. At least 30. Okay. Big snake.
Can I try to reach him?
He only has a 5-foot range. He doesn't have a 10-foot, so no, he won't be able to get to him.
Just let him go.
Okay. I'll have my snake hiss at him.
All right, it hisses at him. He's kind of scared. He drops his weapon. He's trying to... He falls over for a second. He just stumbles against the wall to run off.
Okay. Can I take an opportunity?
No, you're still too far away.
Too far away. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right, and you see him just run off and hide behind the buildings and take off as he runs past towards that manor that you got mentioned to you earlier.
Okay.
You see him run down.
I'm going to turn my snake back into a stick.
Okay. That's a big stick.
Yeah, very big.
Collect stick. Your staff.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then...
Let's be off.
Yep, let's go.
200 XP each on that one.
Sick.
And then... That is the end of our session.
Ending it right outside the sleeping giant tap house, Red Brand Ruffians dealt with one evacuated left to the manor.
Yep.
All, right.
All quests have been collected in city.
Sick. Alright, everybody, say goodbye.
Bye.
Save and quit.
Bye.
Save and quit.
Leslie, say bye.
Control C.
Bye.